Lesson 8.
Bonvenon. Welcome to the 8th lesson of our Esperanto course, La Oka Leciono. As we join Helena and Petro this time, Petro has been shopping. So has Helena, separately. When she meets up with Petro, she finds him standing stock still, trying to think what it is he still has to buy.
Saluton, Petro. Vi staras kiel statuo. Kion vi faras?
Ah, mi provas memori liston. Mia patrino malsanas, kai si petis min iri alla butikoi por si. Si donis al mi grandan liston, set mi lasis gin heime.
Kion vi devas ancora aceti?
Jen la problemo, Helena. Mi forgesis ion, set mi ne povas memori kion mi forgesis.
Eble mi povos helpi vin. Mi esperas che la malsano de via patrino ne estas grava.
Vere, mi credas che ne, sed si certe estas tro laca por veni alla buticoi. Miam iris alla apoteco por aceti la medicamenton, cium la curacisto prescribis por si. Ca mi acetis panon ce la bacisto, cae colbassoin ce la bucisto.
Ciu si petis vin aceti ion ce la lactisto? Exemple lacton, buteron, au fromagion?
Ne, la lactisto portas lacton alla domo, cae mi trovis buteron en la mem serva vendeio.
Cae mi scias che via familio ne shatas fromagion. Ciu eble si besonas scrib paperon, cae covertoin?
Ne, sed mi mem besonas novan scribilon, char mi perdis mian plumon. Postmarcoin mi jam acetis, cae miam iris ancau alla legomisto.
Apud la plazzo esas nova butico, kie oni vendas modain vestoin. Ciu vi vidis gin? Venu rigardi.
Poste, Helena, mi vere estas idioto, ca mi forgesis cun porti la liston, cion panio compilis.
Poor old Petro. How silly he was to forget to bring his mother's list with him. We had some more practice in this dialogue of the infinitive form of the verb, which ends with I, cun porti, memori, veni, aceti. We met this ending briefly in lesson 3. Now we have a chance to look at its use more fully. It gives us the translation for English to plus a verb, in phrases such as I'm trying to remember, which in Esperanto is
mi provas memori.
Mi provas, I try, I'm trying. Memori, to remember.
Mi provas memori.
Similarly, in phrases like she asked me to go to the shops for her, she petis min iri, she asked me to go.
Si petis min iri alla butikoi por si. Si petis min aceti lacton.
So she asked him to buy some milk, petis lin aceti lacton.
Mi vere estas idioto. Mi forgesis kun porti la liston, kiun si compilis.
Forgesis kun porti, forgot to bring along. Petro forgesis kun porti la liston. Kun porti is literally to bring with, i.e. to bring with him. Petro also used the word paño, which is a special short form from patrino, mother. It corresponds to the English mum, paño.
Mi forgesis kun porti la liston, kiun paño compilis.
We also use the infinitive after povas, can, and devas, must. Although in English, illogically, we don't use to with the verb after them.
Kion vi devas ancorao aceti?
Vi devas aceti, you must buy, you've got to buy. Ancorao means still or yet. In a sentence like this, we translate it by the English word else.
Kion vi devas ancorao aceti? What else have you got to buy?
Mi ne povas memori.
Literally, I'm not able to remember. I not can remember. I.e. I can't remember. Mi ne povas memori.
Eble mi povos helpi vin. Perhaps I shall be able to help you. Eble mi povos helpi vin.
Following the preposition por, which usually means for, an infinitive translates the English in order to.
Miam iris alla apoteco por aceti la medicamenton, kiun la curacisto prescribis por si.
Miam iris alla apoteco, I've already gone to the chemists, por aceti la medicamenton, literally, for to buy the medicine, i.e. in order to buy the medicine. As we'd say colloquially in English, I've already been to the chemist to get the medicine the doctor prescribed her.
Miam iris alla apoteco por aceti la medicamenton, kiun la curacisto prescribis por si.
A related use of the infinitive was when Petro said,
Si estas tro laca por veni alla buticoi. She's too tired to come to the shops.
Tro laca por veni, too tired to come. So far we've been using this rather circumlocutory expression, plaĉas al mi, as the equivalent of the English to like. Colloquially in Esperanto, however, we often use the simple verb ŝati in this sense.
Ĉu vi ŝatas danci? Do you like dancing?
Oh yes, mi tre ŝatas danci. Sed ne nun, mi estas tro laca por danci.
You may have noticed too that Helena commented that Petro's family didn't like cheese.
Mi scias ke via familio ne ŝatas fromaĝon.
I must warn you that purists tend to condemn this use of ŝati, since classically ŝati means to have a high regard for rather than to like. On the other hand, one could say that the widespread colloquial use of ŝati, to like, a comparatively recent phenomenon in Esperanto, is evidence of its being a living and therefore changing language. And of course, this sort of minor change in words and their meanings is something that any language can readily tolerate without endangering its stability and continuity.
Mi forgesis ion, sed mi ne povas memori kion mi forgesis.
Mi forgesis ion, I've forgotten something. Just as kio means what, and tio that, so io means something. With the n ending, it becomes ion. Thus, mi forgesis ion, I've forgotten something.
Ion mi forgesis. Kion mi forgesis, mi ne scias.
Nu, kion vi jam acetis?
What have you bought already? Kion vi jam acetis? Jam means already, and is an adverb very frequently used in Esperanto.
Mi jam iris al apoteko.
Apud la placo estas nova butiko.
By the square, there's a new shop.
Kie oni vendas modajn vestojn.
Where they sell fashion garments. Modo fashion, so adjective moda, to do with fashion. Did you notice the new pronoun there? Oni, the indefinite pronoun, meaning people in general. They, like French on. Kion oni pensas? What do people think? There's an Esperanto proverb that goes,
Ŝteletiston oni batas, ŝtelegiston oni ŝatas.
A pilferer people beat, a grand larcenist they have a high regard for. Ŝteletiston oni batas, ŝtelegiston oni ŝatas. Which provides a nice stepping stone to the next point we have to deal with, which is the suffix -ist. This suffix is used, like in English but much more freely, to form names of people who are regularly engaged in something. Thus, typi, to type, gives us typisto, a typist. Baki is to bake, so clearly bakisto is a baker. Buchi is to butcher, so buchisto is a butcher. And kuraci is to treat the sick, so kuracisto, a doctor.
Panon mi acetis ĉe la bakisto, kaj kolbasojn ĉe la buĉisto. I bought bread at the baker's and sausages at the butcher's.
Kolbaso, a sausage. Helena, ĉu vi ŝatas kolbasojn?
Oh yes, kolbasojn mi tre ŝatas.
Buĉisto, a butcher, can also be called viandisto, because what he sells is viando, meat.
Miam iris ankaŭ al la legomisto.
I've already been to the greengrocer too. Legomo, a vegetable. Hence, legomisto, a greengrocer.
Ĉu ŝi petis vin aĉeti ion ĉe la laktisto? Did she ask you to buy anything at the dairy?
The laktisto, of course, is the one who sells lacton, milk.
Ne, la laktisto portas lacton alla domo, kaj mi trovis buteron en la mem serva vendejo.
So they have milk delivered, and he found some butter at the self-service shop, en la memserva vendejo. Mem means oneself, and is often used as an independent word.
Mi mem bezonas novan skribilon.
Mi mem, I myself. Petro could equally well have said,
Mi bezonas mem novan skribilon.
I myself need a new writing instrument. Skribilo is a word formed with the suffix il, which is used to form the name of the tool or instrument with which something is done. Scribi, to write, so scribilo, a writing instrument, a pen or a pencil, etc.
Per kio oni scribas? What does one write with?
Oni scribas per scribilo. Mi bezonas novan scribilon, char mi perdis mian plumon.
Petro perdis sian plumon, he's lost his pen. Let's hope it wasn't an expensive fonto plumo or fountain pen.
Postmarcoin miam acetis.
The word postmarco is something of a false friend, since of course it's not postmarks that he's already bought, but stamps, postage stamps. Postmarcoi. Well, it's time for us to listen again to what happened when Petro's mother was ill, kiam si malsanis, and had to stay at home, heime, sending Petro to go to la butikoj.